Are you planning on traveling west toward the Twin Cities or up north for the Thanksgiving holiday, or are loved ones planning on traveling from that area toward this part of the state? A major snowstorm may impact travel. We're going to talk with National Weather Service meteorologist Cameron Miller. Coming up on the second half of the show, Dodge County Sheriff Dale Schmidt will join us on the program, talk about travel safety. Wisconsin ending the year with more fatal police shootings than last year, according to data collected by the Wisconsin Professional Police Association. Waupun Police Chief Scott Loudon will join us on the program shortly after the bottom of the hour. Hunters are keeping their sights on deer during the 9-day gun deer season that got underway this past weekend, and DNR officials are asking them to also keep their eyes open for feral pigs. Joining us on this segment of the show, DNR wildlife biologist Liz Tanner. Good morning, Liz.
Good morning.
Pleasure having you on the program. How many feral, does the DNR have an estimate on how many feral pigs are in Wisconsin?
We do not have an estimate because we do not currently have a confirmed free-ranging feral pig population within the state. Beginning around 2002, we did have a population down in the Crawford County area. However, hunters hit the area hard, and that population is presumed to be eradicated. We do occasionally get feral pig sighting reports, and those typically all turn out to be escaped domestics that have escaped confinement and returned to the wild. And those are the pigs that we are concerned about.
All right. So we're talking about a handful.
Correct.
Primarily. And we're not talking about the feral pigs that, as you and I were talking before the we went on the air earlier this morning, we're not talking about like the wild pigs that we see on some of these TV shows in some of the southern states in the country.
Right. We're typically talking about domestic pigs that have escaped confinement. As I mentioned, we don't have a confirmed population of feral pigs, though once in a while we might see one, particularly up towards the border with Michigan, as they do have a feral pig population.
All right. So is there a difference then? I mean, I always thought of feral pigs as being non-native wild animals. We're not talking about that?
So according to the state, feral pigs are defined as a pig existing in an untamed or wild, unconfined state, having returned to such a state from domestication, and living in an unconfined environment outside of an enclosure for more than 7 days. So to the state, both a feral pig that has escaped confinement and has been in the wild for 7 days, and a feral pig as you would traditionally think of, are considered the same when it comes to our laws.
What happens to a domestic pig that escapes and after a period of time is out in the wild? What happens to that pig? How does it become feral? What changes?
Feral pigs they're pretty resilient. Pigs in general are pretty resilient. So if it's been outside of confinement, they can easily adapt to their surroundings and then end up causing the same kind of damage that you would see from a feral pig.
What kind of damage do they cause?
They cause a lot of damage, particularly due to their rooting behavior. And so a lot of damage to wetlands, to crops, to all sorts of different things. They're also efficient predators, so they can prey on many species, which does include white-tailed deer, fawns, and ground nesting birds.
Really?
Mm-hmm. So that includes things like grouse, woodcock, turkeys, and songbirds.
So they're omnivorous?
They are omnivorous, yeah.
All right. And can they carry disease?
Yeah, they can carry many different diseases that can impact both humans and the domestic swine industry. This includes swine brucellosis, pseudorabies, and leptospirosis.
Are they, besides the danger of the disease, do they, if someone should come across a feral pig, are they a danger? Can they attack humans?
I know that many of the wild Russian pigs can be quite... they can attack. I'm not certain that an escaped domestic pig would be as inclined to be violent, but that's not to say that they wouldn't be. So definitely use some caution.
If they're cornered, they may become aggressive.
Correct.
If they feel threatened.
Right.
All right. So the going into the hunting season, the DNR was asking hunters to shoot and kill if they see feral pigs. Have you anecdotally heard of any reports of hunters during the opening weekend killing any feral pigs in Wisconsin?
This morning I was reading some emails, and it does seem like there was one killed up near Adams County where we're aware of some escaped domestic pigs. And so I do know that some have been killed, which is definitely our goal there.
All right. And do you see this as a problem in Wisconsin, or is it more of a situation of where you want it to prevent it from becoming a problem?
It's definitely a preemptive measure. Like I said, we did have those pigs down in Crawford County, and we were able to eradicate them. And so we'd like to keep feral pigs out of the state due to all the dangers that we discussed and all the damage that they can cause. And so right now we're just wanting hunters to keep an eye out, report any sightings that they see or any harvests, just so that we can stay on top of it and prevent a population from actually establishing itself within the state.
How long would it take for feral pigs to establish themselves if they weren't kept in check?
I'm not sure exactly how long it would take, but I wouldn't imagine it would take very long, depending on how many pigs are loose in the landscape and how many of each sex so that they could breed.
All right. Do they have predators? What animals would go after a feral pig?
I'm not sure. I would assume that it would depend on the size of the pig. I know bears are omnivores, so piglets especially would probably be vulnerable to predation from things like coyotes, wolves, bears.
Right. If there are those animals in the area where the pigs are, but.
Correct.
All right. If you're hunting, if you see a feral pig, shoot it. Does the DNR want the hunters to contact them if they do shoot and
Absolutely.
Kill a pig?
Yep. Hunters can visit our website at dnr.wi.gov and then type keyword feral pigs, and we have a feral pig reporting form.
You guys kind of want to get an idea where these are.
Correct. And right. We want to know how extensive, if there is a problem.
Right. If you see a trend.
Right.
All right. Very good. Liz Tanner, DNR wildlife biologist. Liz, hey, we greatly appreciate you joining us on the program. Have a happy and safe Thanksgiving holiday.
You as well.